Drivers along several highways in the region are familiar with the sights, sounds, and detours of road work. As Ozarks at-large's Timothy Dennis reports, another major thoroughfare in northwest Arkansas is about to undergo construction.
Work is underway on an expansion project of a portion of Highway 265 in Washington County. Joe Shipman is the resident engineer for District 4 of the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department.
The project that is underway in Fayetteville from Highway 45 to East Joyce Boulevard should wrap up probably the latter part of this year. The project in Springdale from the city limits to 412 will probably go into the next work season and end possibly in late 2014.
The current construction will result in a four-lane highway from South Fayetteville to Highway 264 in Springdale, but that's only the southern portion of a larger project. In mid-January, the highway department released a preferred alignment for an extended Highway 265 that would end at Arkansas Highway 94 or East New Hope Road in Rogers. As it currently stands, that alignment would use portions of Old Wire Road in Bethel Heights and Lowell and part of South First Street in Rogers. But new construction is part of the mix as well. Danny Straisley is the Assistant Public Information Officer with the State Highway Department. He says that while the preferred alignment is a good idea of where the road will go, in reality, it is a 100-foot-wide corridor that is subject to change.
What will be impacted as we move along here is minor twists and turns in the road, so to speak. Of course, we want it as straight as possible, but you can't always do that. You know, you've got some historical sites up there, a former Civil War encampment site, and some other areas that need to be adhered to. And so as we go through and tweak the design based on, you know, minimal property disruptions, minimal amounts of right-of-way, and the like.
Although some may see a four-lane Highway 265 as a means of easing traffic congestion on Interstate 540 or Highway 71B, the area's two major north-south corridors, Straisley says that that's not the main aim of this project.
This project is more about connectivity. What it does is it adds an additional north-south route. It's not designed to relieve congestion of another route, although people may choose to take this route north or south as they go about their daily business.
But there is some evidence that having another four-laned asphalt artery through the two counties would have an impact on current traffic conditions. John McClarty is the Assistant Director and Transportation Planner for the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission. He says that several years ago, the commission created a travel demand model of the traffic in this area.
The model did show that it would relieve some congestion. It would take some trips off of 71B and 540. But, I mean, it obviously connects the eastern side of these cities, you know, Fayetteville, Springdale, and then you get Bethel Heights, Lowell, and on into Rogers. So, you know, for the residents on those sides of those towns, the eastern side, it will be very convenient for those groups of people to get back and forth and travel north-south without having to go over to 71B or I-540.
McClarty says that when complete, the eastern corridor could carry between 18 and 20,000 trips a day. Even in its current state, with four lanes only extending to Arkansas 45 in Fayetteville, he says that Highway 265 is an important route to many in the area.
A lot of traffic uses that just to get back and forth to work. Trucks use it. There's a lot of factories up on that north side of Springdale, so it attracts and is utilized by some significant truck traffic. So, you know, maintaining our infrastructure is important just to keep you know, goods and people moving in northwest Arkansas.
Considering the rate at which the area has grown, McClarty says that the expansion would have been a welcome project 5 or even 10 years ago. But as the area continues to grow, transportation projects will become even more important.
And now it's just as people continue to move into northwest Arkansas, we've had 100,000 people every decade move in for the last two decades, and we're not seeing any change in that trend. So as you add 100,000 people a decade into northwest Arkansas, that just, you know, creates a greater need. So I'd say by the time it's built, it'll be, you know, even more needed than if you could just kind of magically put it on the ground today.
But funding hasn't been secured for the portion of the corridor north of Highway 264 in Springdale. Federal funding is set to come as part of the 2015 State Transportation Improvement Plan, which is a document that outlines all planned local, state, and federal transportation projects in Arkansas. Straisley says that the money won't be available for several months.
Late 2014, early 2015, that money will become federally available, or available from the feds, so that we can get that done. That money includes design and construction as well.
And highway planners won't have an idea of when the entire project will wrap up until after the public meetings and design for the project are complete. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.